Sportsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
Something not right.
Yeah, and I got a lot of feedback, so we got to adjust the dial here for a minute. So give me a second, and you can listen to the
Aaron
rest of the there it is. You can listen to the rest of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here is it's Alan Ellis and Robin here this morning. So
He thought I wasn't going to make it.
I thought she wasn't going to make it, but here she is. She surprised me. My beautiful wife surprised me, and I'm very happy.
He's sucking up right now.
Whatever you want. If you want to tell the story, go ahead.
No, I'm fine.
All right, then.
I just said you were sucking up.
Yeah, okay. If you think that's what it is, okay. Anyway, here we are. Husband and wife doing an outdoor radio show. One of us participates in the outdoors.
We're Green Acres. What are you talking about?
Green Acres is probably good, but I will tell you, Robin is... the right hand here. She is the Google queen. If we have a question, she'll try to get the answer, and most likely does within a few minutes. And she keeps me on my toes. We'll leave it at that. Anyway, we're back. Yeah, we talk about fishing, hunting, and crabbing. And for anybody who had a bow hunting this morning, please give us a call if you're if you're in your vehicle, haven't gotten your hunting grounds yet, we'd love to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. First Saturday of bow season. Bow season came in yesterday. I did not go. I thought I was going to go. I thought I would have more time to, prepare a little better. I did not. And that's just the way it goes. I typically don't hunt. I used to, 8-9 years ago, used to hunt when I lived in Baltimore County and was part of a lease in Montgomery County and was mentoring my my bonus daughter Laura. I just got a reminder. You get those memory things on Facebook that or on your phone or whatever that something happened 8 years ago. It was 8 years ago that Laura took her first deer with me in the stand. It was a 7-point velvet buck.
Was that her first year in the stand too, or has she been going with you?
No, she had taken a couple deer. She had taken one with a rifle, one with a muzzleloader, and maybe a couple before that. But that was her first one with the bow and her first buck.
And then she turned into an avid bow hunter.
Oh yeah, she doesn't want to do much else but bow hunt, which is understandable and it's okay. She took another nice deer with a bow when I was in the stand with her a couple years later. Also on the lease, but we used to go first day. I remember that day, so well. It was 96 degrees in the stand, and that's.
And you all still put long sleeves on.
We do. We put long sleeves on so the deer don't see your movements, don't see your arms.
Oh, here we go again.
Well, it's true. It is absolutely true. 3 bucks came in. Two of them were bigger, and finally this smaller 7-point came in and walked past the bait pile and right into range, and Laura smoked it. Unfortunately, the hit was not that good. We pushed the deer, pushed it a little too hard, they say, when in doubt, get out or back out. We didn't. We continued to push that deer after dark and found the arrow, found the blood trail and that type of thing, and had a group of guys out looking for it. I think there were four or five of them out looking, you know. Found the deer probably 30 yards from where we stopped the next morning. Unfortunately, while we were searching for the deer across the field, across the road, we could hear the coyotes. They were yipping back and forth, quite a bunch of coyotes, and they unfortunately found the deer before we did, and pretty much destroyed the back half of the deer. There was no meat that could be harvested, but she was able to salvage the cape and get her first deer mount. It was a beautiful deer mount. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. It was one of those real fine haired, you know, where the fur is so dense and real short, beautiful, beautiful hide. It made a pretty mount. So
would you have, if it had been overnight in that heat, would you have harvested the meat anyway?
Yeah, if we'd have found it out right after she shot it, yeah, we'd have found it.
But overnight?
No, probably
then,
not.
Then think of it this way. You didn't find it.
Right.
And it didn't go to waste. It fed some coyotes.
Oh, I agree. You know, nature has a way of taking
care. What is that new Reba commercial we see? It's the circle of life.
The circle of life, yeah. Yes, that's exactly what it was. So, you know, I wasn't happy that necessarily it fed coyotes, but at least, like you said, it didn't go to waste.
It didn't go to waste. Something fed something.
Yeah, I agree. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're seeing some very sad cases showing up of people who are seeing deer on their trail camera. And as they're scouting, setting up stands, doing their food plots, and doing their baiting, they're finding dead bucks, dead deer all over their field, all over their properties. There's a pretty widespread outbreak of EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, here on the Eastern Shore and probably elsewhere in Maryland. But it's been tough for some of these guys. Saw a picture, a trail cam picture of a beautiful, beautiful, mature double drop tine buck that had succumbed to EHD. There's no discrimination on this epizootic hemorrhagic disease. And, you know, the most notable finds are those big bucks that people have been watching. But,
I've stopped looking at your phone when you get a picture from somebody.
Yep, it's pretty nasty. It's pretty nasty. So, that's nature, unfortunately. It just seems like the focus is on the big bucks. Whether it's not, whether it's all deer, and, you know, you don't see the small ones, you don't see the does, you don't see the fawns are affected.
People aren't sending you the pictures of that.
No, they're not sending me the pictures of that. I mean, I'm seeing a few, but it's pretty widespread, and I'm concerned about the couple bucks that I've been seeing on the farm the last couple of years. We'll see. We will see. So, anyway, that phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and we'd love to hear from you. Like I said, bow hunters, give us a call. You got a little while before daylight, and we look forward to hearing your reports. So we do. Anyway, Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway, exit number 9. Now, they're, of course, geared up for bow season. They have all the accessories that people need. The lighted knocks, which I obtained a set of those the other day. This is something new for me. These are purple. And they're strobe, which I think is cool. So you can actually insert these lighted nocks in your arrows, and when you let the arrow loose on the string pushes a little button, and the little button illuminates the nock, and you can track the arrow on its way to the deer, and then you can find that and help you locate your deer if the arrow stays in. If it passes through, you know, sometimes it's hard to find an arrow on a pass through at night. You can see the lighted nock. Well, Clyde's has those. That's what I was getting to say. I like to do a lesson with my commercials, apparently. Anyway, here's the update, though. Clyde Sports Shop is now stocking CVA muzzleloaders, the Optima V2, the Acura LRX, the Paramount Long Range Muzzleloader, and the Scout, which is not a muzzleloader, it's a 45-70, but it is a straight wall cartridge that you can use in all the shotgun counties. Why not stop by and check out the full selection of everything that Clyde's has? Phone number there is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde's Fishing Gear is the website. Now, Backyard Billy's. Let's talk about Backyard Billy's. I was there the other day. I really checked out those Traeger grills, you know. I keep looking at them. Anyway, but you've put it off long enough.
You're going to wait till we get a flat top first.
Well, we'll see what we get first. That's probably where we're going to go is a flat top. But summer is waning. But I've looked at the long-range forecast, and there's some warm weather still coming. Plenty of time to get outdoors. I checked out the colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture, those tables and chairs, 300 Adirondack chairs, including those that rock and those that swivel. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and they have free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, you can see the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, which are Wi-Fi-ed. In other words, you can operate it from your phone. You can operate the pellet flow. You can operate the temperature from your phone. It takes a lot of work out of grilling, that's for sure. And they also have the Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Those are the grill smokers. There's a very huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and all the other stuff that goes with the outdoors. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Phone number 410-827, that's 827-4500. 410-827-4500, that's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44, that's Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama. Lay that pistol down.
Pistol packing mama. How about
like that?
I'm glad you don't carry a gun.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Good idea to keep you away from firearms. Ah, yikes. Anyway. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. And the reason I give the phone number is we're going to give another tackle package away here at the end of September from High Tide Tackle and Tackle Box Tim. So look forward to that.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good reviews from people that have won already.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, we do. That's for sure. Robin, you watch the news.
Uh-huh.
Police just apprehended a kid for refusing to take a nap. Sounds like your grandkids.
Not Brindley. Brindley would go out in a heartbeat.
Oh, she goes out in a heartbeat. But why would they? What was he? What do you think a kid was apprehended for refusing to take a nap? What do you think he was charged with?
Kidless napping?
No. That's good, though. Good guess. No, he was charged with resisting arrest.
We got to tell Bria that one.
Mm-hmm. And your mother. I sent one to your mother the other day that I heard Larry the Cable Guy say. One of the few clean ones. I'm not sharing that one.
Now, you all have heard from me that I hear his jokes a thousand. You can say that one on
No.
Yes, you can.
I can?
Yes.
Yeah, but then I have to give Larry the Cable Guy credit. Joe was one. Thank you, Joe, the one that sent that.
Joe, that's one of my favorite now.
Yeah.
One of my new favorites that you sent.
Yeah. Well, what were you saying about getting on me about jokes? What were you saying? The one I sent to your mother?
This will be the 900th time I've heard it since you heard it on the radio.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Well, it's Larry the Cable Guy. You can't share most of his jokes.
You can't?
Unless you're on cable. Which we're not. This is commercial radio. Yeah, we're not. It wasn't that bad, but I'm not going to share it anyway.
Oh, now everybody, if there's anyone listening,
they'll have to call in and ask for it. We got crickets on the air.
Yeah,
I know. We'll have to request it. Somebody to call in.
Somebody call in so we know we're working. You know.
Yeah, it is. It's quiet. It is.
No,
quiet.
That's crickets. That's dead silence.
Bruce is on hold. Well, he won't
be for long.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you, buddy? Hello.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
Good morning. What's going on?
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
He's on his way to his deer stand.
Bruce?
Bruce, you got to turn the radio down.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
I'm on my way to go deer hunting with my longbow.
Okay, cool. Oh, I think I know who this is. Maybe not. But
it doesn't sound like
you got to turn your radio down because you'll get that 7-second delay if you don't. Just hear me on the phone, okay? Bruce, you there? Okay, looks like we lost Bruce. When you call in, folks, you want to hear yourself on the radio. You just have to wait to hear it on the podcast, I guess, because we can't have a 7-second delay in our conversation. Doesn't make for great radio. But Bruce,
no,
listen,
but Bruce, I think we just lost Bruce.
Maybe. Bruce, call back. We'll have a conversation, but you got to turn your radio off, okay?
And we want to know if you're the Bruce we think you are or not.
Yeah, maybe. So, 410 WCBM 680.
Because that Bruce we don't want to lose.
We like that Bruce.
We like this Bruce, too.
We like all our Bruces.
Okay, we're going down a rabbit hole here.
You are.
Well, the Bruce I was thinking about, I like a lot.
Okay, good for you. But longbow, I'm glad to hear somebody's out there with a longbow and recurves and all that stuff. I mean, it's coming back around. It's coming. Traditional bow hunting is coming back full circle. So.
It's got to be. How many Bruces do we know that longbow hunt?
Not many. But I know Bruce, and I appreciate the call, Bruce. Just got to turn the radio down, buddy.
It might not have been that. I think he was having a hard time, too, because of where he was going.
It's possible. Yeah.
It sounded like the car was breaking. The truck was breaking.
It's possible. It's very possible. Oh, thank you, John.
John.
John. John B. Look at what he sent us.
What'd he send us?
Look at that.
Aww.
It's a sloth yawning.
Well,
like,
maybe he's still tired.
No, maybe we're boring him.
Okay. Thanks, John. Or if you're still tired, it's really cute. Depends on how you meant it.
Okay. Let's see.
Why am I in a good mood?
Look, Bruce is on his way hunting with his longbow. Bruce is very successful with his longbow. My buddy Dave hunts with a recurve. He's left-handed, which is further disadvantageous because left-handed recurve bows are hard to find.
The Egg Dave?
No, the restaurant Dave. Yeah, the Egg Dave.
Egg Dave. Egg I was Dave. Trying to be cool about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, okay. Yeah. So, for those of you out there in pursuit today with the recurve or longbow, I give you a lot of credit. I really do. I took my first deer with a recurve bow in, what year was it? 1970. I was 16 years old.
I was 6.
Congratulations. I'm surprised you survived that long. Anyway, it was a Browning Cobra. It was a little short bow. I still have it. It's a beautiful bow. And I love that bow. And I shot it, and I shot it well, and I wound up taking my first deer with it. And my only deer with that bow. Believe it or not, I missed after that. But, I've got a lot of respect for those guys. I have two nice recurve bows that are both, classics. I have a Root, and I can't remember what the other one is. But they shoot well. It's just, you got to practice with them, and that's been my downfall. I have been unable to practice with the recurve like I like, so we leave it where it is. The compound bow, however, I shot the compound bow. Remember I told you I had one tuned up here not long ago at a local shop. Shot that the other day. That's shooting well. That's my backup bow, and I've been shooting that more so than my main bow, so I need to really get cracking and drill down on the practice with the main bow. And that's another reason I didn't go yesterday. I didn't feel it would be fair to the deer because I haven't practiced enough. The main reason was the heat, but the second main reason, just as much as the heat, is the east wind. We've got east wind for the next 10 days. That is not a good wind for one of the spots that I hunt. It basically alerts the deer in the bedding or on the way to the bedding area that I am in the woods. So one of my stands there, I'm limited onto my stands. So we're looking at some new property. Probably going to sign a lease on a new property. Yeah, going to sign a new lease on a new property once we get the paperwork worked out. And I'm looking forward to exploring that. I don't know that if I'll be ready for that till maybe early muzzleloader season, but anyway, no bear tag. Nobody in our group, our circle of people that are looking for looking to claim a bear tag, were able to draw that I know of. So looks like another quiet year in the bear woods for where we hunt. So we'll have to make up for that and maybe do a little deer hunting on the property and see if we can run across a bear and admire it from afar or up close. Doesn't matter. I've been up close.
You were asleep.
No, I was awake. I saw it coming. Wasn't a dog, I know that. Let's see. Bruce is back on hold. He drove through a bed cell. Okay.
Told you.
He didn't have his radio on.
Hello.
Hey, Bruce, how are you doing, buddy? Bruce, can you hear me? Oh, man. Bruce.
We got the hello.
Yeah, we did get a hello. Hey. All right. Bruce, I know you're listening. Good luck to you out there. If you get a chance, call back. Maybe when you're a little closer to your spot. I don't know. Something going on. All right. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680. All right. Ay. What else do we want to talk about? We're talking about bear hunting. Good luck to those of you who were successful. Anybody needs a spot on their on their roster for some permittee.
He's begging.
I'm available.
You sound pathetic.
I know. But that's all right. I mean, I like to bear hunt.
Maybe I would think of we're planning our honeymoon.
Yeah.
And since we're trying to do 2 weeks.
Yep.
You save up the money to do a bear hunt up that way. And halfway through the honeymoon, you can do a bear hunt.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Nah.
Why?
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't get mad.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because bear season's in right now in Maine, if that's what you want to talk about.
So we go next year.
Where?
Maine.
If I go anywhere, I'll go to New Brunswick.
I'm offering you to... Never mind. Okay,
you're offering me an opportunity to bear hunt on our honeymoon.
And you're going to turn it down. You go right ahead.
Yes, I am, because that's crazy. So
I was offering the opportunity.
Oh, first trip to Maine. I did do a sea duck hunt for one day.
I didn't offer you a sea duck hunt.
I know.
I didn't offer you any other kind of hunt. I offered you a bear hunt.
I know, but here's the question.
When is moose in season?
You got to get a permit.
I know. I asked a question.
I don't know. October, I believe.
So they hunt. Okay, never mind.
What?
Never mind.
What's your question?
Nothing. You don't know the answer.
Robin.
What?
What point are you trying to make here?
Nothing. You just lost your opportunity to hunt on our honeymoon.
I don't want to hunt on our honeymoon. It's our honeymoon.
I was hoping you'd hunt.
Why? So you could shop? Robin, hey.
I said, mm-hmm.
Get with it.
I said, uh-huh.
So, ay, ay, ay. So,
I said, uh-huh.
I heard you say, uh-huh. 410-922-6680. Somebody save me.
Bruce tried twice.
I know. This is the first I'm hearing about an opportunity to hunt on the honeymoon, folks. I don't know why she waited till the second to tell me, but...
Because it just hit me.
I'm trying to be a good husband, that's for sure.
Because it just hit me. Just, like, you know how you always get mad when I ask you something after you sat down? I don't think about it when you're up. It hit me at that moment.
Uh-huh.
That was the moment it hit me.
I see. Okay. Sounds like fun. Oh, mercy. You threw me so far off track, I have no idea how to come back. I really don't. What would you like to talk about this morning, Robin?
Nothing.
Because I'm dead in water.
Well, I'm doing my little thing over here, so I'm quite content.
You are quite the co-host today.
What do you mean? I'm still talking, and I'm still doing what I want to do.
What's new? How about...
I got nothing to talk about.
Why not? Normally you have something that's interesting.
Well, last week I did the alligator.
Yeah.
That was last week, right? Did I talk about that last week
on the air?
Or did I just talk to Brian and Jason about it?
I don't know.
The service alligator?
I don't think we talked about a service alligator.
Yes, some woman has a service alligator. She took it on, tried to get on an airplane with it or something.
You mean a emotional support alligator?
Alligator.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't see a lot of emotions coming from cold-blooded species.
I got to Google it again. I'll get more information. But it was pretty interesting. I mean, it's pretty stupid as far as I'm concerned. But so I don't think you can trust the alligator to pet in bed at night when you're having an emotional breakdown, you know?
Probably not. Isn't that part of the emotional part of it, the touch?
Uh-huh.
You know, the rub,
yeah, the petting.
Being
and
able to stroke the fur and
calm it. Relaxes you.
Yeah, that
you.
Type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but how do people have, like, emotional support birds? You know, I don't get that. Or snakes. Cold-blooded reptiles and amphibians don't exactly speak, you know, stay calm.
Well, I mean, I could even see a snake, okay, if I had to.
Uh-huh.
No, I couldn't.
No, you couldn't. No, okay.
But an alligator, like, kills you or hurts you or bites your hand. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
So could a snake. So.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. People are nuts. Forget it.
How about an emotional support tarantula or scorpion?
I guess it depends on what you like. But an alligator, okay?
Yeah, they do get rather large.
Maybe, I mean, I can see, I know I can't see it, but I could wrap my head around somebody maybe watching a tarantula in a terrarium and it's calming, like fish.
Yeah, fish.
Okay.
But you can't fish take are, you can't take them on a plane.
I know. But I watch fish to relax me. Okay?
Yeah, I see that.
I just can't see being somebody being relaxed by an alligator.
I get it.
I got to look that up. Hold on.
You're not able to view any fish right now for emotional support.
Well, that's because they all got flushed. As we told the kids, they went to visit Nemo.
Yes, they did go to visit Nemo. Goldfish are very short-lived, that's for sure. All right. Well, sorry it didn't work out with Bruce. Got to be another person out there that will be willing to talk.
Lee and Towson's on hold.
Who?
Lee.
Lee, good. Morning, Lee. How are you, buddy? Thanks for rescuing me. What's going on?
Hello?
Lee, can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Lee, can you hear me? Aaron?
Hello, hello.
Lee can't hear me either.
There must be some problem.
Hello, okay. Hello.
I hear you saying hello, Lee. Can you hear me back? Oh, my goodness. All right. Aaron, what do we got going on in there? This is... The board looks normal. Okay. All our buttons look normal here.
If Lisa, don't mess with the buttons, we're fine.
Okay. All right.
It's not us.
Let's try Lee again. Good morning, Lee. Doggone it. Okay.
Well, I'm going to keep talking. Just keep talking to me for a minute while we figure it out.
Well, it's time to go to a break, so I'm going to have to go to the break.
Okay. Well, I found the emotional support alligator. We'll talk later.
Okay. We'll talk about that later. Let's take our second break here. This is very frustrating.
Alan.
And I'm sorry, folks.
Alan.
What, Robin?
Just go with the ads, please.
Robin. Give me a second. Now I'm discombobulated. Why am I discombobulated?
Because
I don't know.
I know. I know exactly why.
Yeah, I don't like the way the things are going. That's why. All right. Here we go. Let's talk about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. Stopped in to see Brent the other day. We got our tires on the way, and our tire, you know, replacement is on the way with some other service work we talked about. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. In Easton, where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. And there's more than just those four brands. They've got all kinds of tires in there. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors, lawn mowers and wheelbarrows, and, you know, they can do all the service work. Maybe you need your antifreeze or your heating, you know, your heater and air conditioning serviced. Well, they can handle all that. You got a check engine light, they'll find out what's going on. Their tire repair, full service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That's Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Now, stopped by to see John at Chesapeake Outdoors the other day. He had a little something to his sale list. But right now, all Hook clothing, H-U-K, fishing apparel, is 40% off. Coming into the hunting season, fishing apparel is 40% off. Home defense shotguns by Choppa and Escort and others, 10% off or more, starting at $279. That's a home defense shotgun, pump action shotgun. 10% off. There's a sale on Raven 500 crossbows. The 500, they have several in stock, actually plenty in stock, on the Raven 500. If you're looking for a Raven, R-A-V-I-N, 500 crossbow, you can save money right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. And on the archery line, there's a cube target, that are now 20% off. They've got those stacked up in the lobby. For those of you who like to practice with your bow, your crossbow, those cube targets are 20% off. And don't forget, they've got plenty of fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, live bait, all that stuff for fishing going into the fall season, and everything for hunting. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors. Where in the heck are they? Well, they're on Kent Island. They're located Route 50 East, Exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island. The Googlers or the Google Earthers or the GPS folks, 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
When the green of the corn stalk begins to turn brown, and when the time for the golden rod bloom comes around, that's when I look to the hills, for I know soon I'll walk there again. My arrow and bow. And when the fruit of the white oak is ready to fall, and when the hummingbird feels that old Mexico call, and when tears touch the cheeks of
there we go. That's a nice song, isn't it? I like that. Hey, look at that. I hear John's listening up in New Hampshire. I believe he's up there now. And we got a nice email from Richard in New Zealand.
Cool. What
he was fishing. He got a picture of a big trout he caught up there. So pretty cool. All right. I think we have our issue fixed, hopefully. Don't we there, Aaron?
What was wrong?
Hopefully. 410, WCBM 680. Is anybody on hold right now? Lee and Towson still on the air. Thanks, Lee. Can you hear me now?
Hey.
Ah,
I can hear you now.
Much better.
I can hear you now.
I can hear you now. Sounds like a commercial, yeah. Buddy. Yep.
That's all good.
Sorry about the stuff.
No problem. I understand technical difficulties.
I wish they were easier for me to deal with.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a moving technical difficulty some days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, first thing I wanted to say, if you get a my wife's right here with me, if you get an opportunity to do something on your honeymoon, she and I went fishing on our honeymoon. Every opportunity I saw a pond or somewhere heading up to our bread and breakfast we stayed at.
Really?
I hit a pond. Yeah. Yeah. She was good with it. It was all good. And actually, the best part, she would join me.
That's there, nice.
There was a place we stayed in Bedford, and they had two ponds on the property, and all I did was we spent, I don't know how many hours, fishing for chain pickerel in these ponds.
Wow. Bedford where?
It was so fun. It was so fun. So.
Bedford where?
What was that, Mary? Bedford, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Bedford, Pennsylvania, my old stomping grounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Hey, the reason I called, I'm hearing you guys talk about hunting.
Yeah.
Is there anything? I live in Baltimore County, as you know. And,
yep.
With Sunday hunting, is anything inspiring with that, or is that still a
not for Baltimore?
Or,
incremental successes every year. The way it works is each jurisdiction is in charge of its own Sunday hunting. So Baltimore County, as long as the current political council remains in Baltimore County, as long as the county delegation is the way it is, they will always kowtow to the horse community. That's if you can understand, you know, horses and steeple chases and all that, whatever they call that stuff, fox chasing and all that is big business in Baltimore County. And all you have to do is look at your political delegation and connect the dots, and you will see why Baltimore County will never move forward with Sunday hunting.
Do they look at districts, or do they just look at it as a whole?
No, the way it was set up back in the day, 2002, 2003, each jurisdiction had control of its own Sunday hunting. Each county delegation controlled the amount of Sunday hunting that was available. Okay, and over the years, the advancements that have been made in Sunday hunting have been through statute, been through passing laws in that county, not by giving the DNR the authority to set the regulations. Okay, so if, for example, Prince George's or Howard or Baltimore County doesn't want any increases in Sunday hunting, they don't get them. They don't put the bill in. It's nothing anybody else can do because the way it was set up, each jurisdiction is responsible for its own advances in Sunday hunting. Some counties, it's, you know, wide open. Other counties, like last year, I think there were six counties that got Sunday hunting. Queen Anne's, where I hunt, among them, where some Sundays were expanded. But because of an old negotiations in bad faith by the horse council, those county that expanded their Sunday hunting last year was restricted to the expansions being limited to ending that hunt at 10:30 in the morning. You can't hunt all day and with some of those expanded Sunday hunting. I'll get into that's one thing I could talk about a little bit more, because in the printed guide, the Sunday hunting chart is incorrect. It's been corrected online, and I'll talk about that a little bit. But some of those counties were, three of those counties where hunting was expanded, the printed guide is incorrect, but they've corrected it in the online version. I'll talk about that in a bit. So, but no, it's responsible for each county delegation is responsible. And it starts, normally it starts with, a county council meeting. You know, you go to the county council meeting, you get the county commissioners on board, the county commissioners on board, they take it to the county delegation debates it, and they either, you know, put a bill in or they don't put a bill in, however they happen to feel about it. But Baltimore County is probably going to be the last bastion of no Sunday hunting, you know, or Sunday hunting if it ever comes.
My best option would probably be to go to my councilman and say, hey, is there any chance to get this on the agenda, I would guess.
That's correct. That's what you have to do.
And then make sure you're at the meeting.
Yep. Yep. but you will be stymied by the Baltimore County because they kowtow to the Maryland Horse Council. Trust me.
Okay.
I fought that battle many times. So.
Yep. Yep.
So.
Well, thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Lee.
You know, I've wondered. I never knew what the process was with that, and your input gives me some thought. I've heard about the thing with the horse people, and I get it. I get it. I don't have too many horses running around my neck of Towson, but
no, I understand it.
Yeah,
I understand it.
Yeah,
but
out there in the valley and whatnot. Yep. So.
Yep. No question.
Okay, Doug.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one, Lee. Let's see. Wallace in Sykesville. Good morning, Wallace. How are you? Hal, thank you. Wallace is no longer with us, I guess, right, Aaron? Yeah. All right, so this press release came out from the Department of Natural Resources this week. Please note, the print version of the 2022-2023 Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping includes an error on page 24 regarding Sunday hunting in Caroline, Dorchester, and Queen Anne's counties. Hunting on some Sundays in these counties ends at 10:30 a.m. Please consult the online version of the hunting guide, and then they give you the link for the correct Sunday hunting information. And then you click the link, and there you are. So then on that same press release, please consider participating in the annual Archery Hunter Survey by documenting the wildlife you see while archery hunting and sharing it with the department. You can help us track population trends for species that are otherwise difficult to obtain information for. You can download a copy of the survey, and then there's the link to the survey, and you can call some of these folks online. So they want to see what you're seeing out there. I suspect with this outbreak of EHD, they're going to want to know how many deer you see and what time of day and what they are. It's an interesting way to help manage in inviting the public to participate. How you doing over there, girl?
I'm good.
Doing good?
Yeah, I was.
What happened?
You unplugged me.
Oh, you have to unplug something else. Sorry.
Sorry.
All right.
It's all right.
All right. Let's see here. Why don't we tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors, and then we'll talk about Backyard Billy's. Chesapeake Outdoors. We like having them back as a sponsor. We appreciate it. Chesapeake Outdoors has great selection of compound bows and crossbows. The Matthews V3X comes in two styles, a 29-inch and a 33-inch axle-to-axle, and they have the Raven crossbows. The R500 is on sale. You can save money on that one. And then they carry the 10-point, including the Nitro 505, which is the latest version of the 10-point, as far as the crossbows. Now, they do carry firearms, of course, Remington, Ruger, Browning, Savage. You have a selection of straight-wall cartridge rifles. You can order one, the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, much, much more. And, of course, you know, with waterfowl season being so prevalent here on the shore, they've got the calls and the decoys and camo for deer and waterfowl hunting. Clothing, camo, boots, hips, and waders, of course. Here's something interesting they just brought in. The Muzzy is now making, or branding, a bow fishing package. The LVX and the Vice, two different models for those of you who enjoy, you know, bow fishing for the rough species, the snakeheads and the carp and that type of thing. They stock the Rambo electric bikes and, of course, everything for fishing. Now, some of the sales stuff is pretty pretty good. The HUK, the Hook apparel, 40% off. Home Defense Shotguns by Chiappin Escort, 10% off or more, starting at $279. I mentioned a sale on the Raven 500 crossbows, and then fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, live bait. But they also added cube targets. They have a large selection of those cube targets, a particular brand that are on sale for, you know, the bow hunters for practice, 20% off. Chesapeake Outdoors, located coming from the Bay Bridge, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 1707 Main Street, Chester. Phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. They have a new sign up on 50 and on Route 18. You can see from both directions, Chesapeake Outdoors. You'll be glad you did. Yes, indeed, you will. All right. Oh, yes, Backyard Billies. Man, I'll tell you something. You have that beautiful hole in the wall you call a fireplace. All it does is suck the heat out of the room. You don't use it because you don't want to split wood. You don't want to haul wood. You don't want to buy wood. You don't want the mess and the fuss of cleaning out the firebox and hauling the ashes out and, you know, forgetting to open the damper and get the room full of smoke. But you like the looks of it, so, well, here's the alternative. Head to Backyard Billy's. Actually, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. You can fix that hole in the wall by installing or having Hearth America at Backyard Billy's install a new gas fireplace insert like we did. Robin and I selected the Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service since. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the firebox, the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace inserts. Got a blower on it, heats the room up in mere minutes. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now before the fall rush. You can see the new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stoves at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It will be here sooner than you think. BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and we want to wish a lot of luck to the bow hunters.